Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome in to Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, February 23rd. Next week, NFL Scouting Combine kicks off in Indianapolis. That's what we're going to start talking about here today. We're going to start it off with cornerbacks for Jaguars fans to watch at the Combine. Keep a close eye on some of these guys as they could be potential targets in the first round. They could be potential targets later on. I'll talk about what I'm looking for from these specific prospects. Each prospect is different. Each prospect brings a different skill set to the table, a different set of questions. So again, you do have the Combine starting next week. Medical evaluations, not just from like past injuries, but blood work, all that fun stuff, not so fun stuff, is going to be taking place at the Combine. That's a big area that teams focus on at the Combine, right? It's not just the on-field stuff. It's also the medicals. It's the meeting rooms. And it is, yes, what you do on the field as well. They want to see that athleticism. They want to see you effectively run through drills that can simulate certain aspects of the game. And so we're going to run through a few corners here at the start of this. And the reason we'll start with corners is because I think it's the Jaguars' biggest need overall on their roster right now. When you look at Shaquille Griffin, probably the cat's out of the bag, right? Like, the Jaguars, his contract, not tenable. They're going to be moving on. Even though Shaq is a great dude, great teammate, all that stuff just makes more sense for both sides, I think, to part ways at this point. So then you're left with Tyson Campbell, who you love. He's going into his third year. Starting outside cornerback, you feel really good about him. He's a guy that kind of was flirting, in my opinion, with the Pro Bowl this year. Didn't quite get in, but he was playing at that sort of level. And you've got Darius Williams, who, after finally moving him outside, which is where he thrived in Los Angeles for 4 years, the Jaguars started seeing the results of Darius Williams playing at a really high level, earning his contract, earning more than his contract with the Jaguars. But even though you have those two guys outside, you don't feel good about the depth right now, because you've got Trey Herndon, who's a free agent, who was your starting nickel for a good portion of the year. He's an unrestricted free agent. Other than that, you've pretty much got Buster Brown, Gregory Jr., not a lot of proven guys. I think in this league, you need to have corners 4 or 5 deep that you feel good about. That's just the way it works now when you talk about these high-flying passing offenses and sustaining injuries. You got to be ready for next man up, really, at a high level at that position, in my opinion, because it is a weak link position. If there's one guy who can't cover, you're in trouble. And you saw that at times throughout the Jaguars 2022 season. You want to make sure you don't have that issue moving forward. And so I think watching these corners, some of these corners at the Combine, is going to be something you want to, you know, keep a close eye on. How are these corners performing? And so we'll run through some of these guys today and preview again what I'm looking for from them, from a prospect specific standpoint. What does each player need to show at the Combine to cement their draft status? And so we'll go ahead and start at the top with some of these guys, you know, guys that'll probably end up being first round picks, maybe second round picks. That's where we'll start here. But I'll start with Kelee Ringo, a guy who we've talked about a bit on this channel. He's been talked about a ton, national media wise, no question about it. And for good reason. He's at Georgia listed 6'2", 205 to 210. At the cornerback position, a former track star. Like, there's a lot of reasons to get excited about a Kelee Ringo, and redshirt sophomore, so a younger prospect, really going into last summer, going into the 2022 college football season, Kelee Ringo was looked at as CB1 by many people. And again, long speed, change of direction, size, length, physicality. He is a high effort player. You will see him make plays down the field, across the field that were not his assignment, where he's just able to use his athleticism, his speed, his size, his length, his range, and his motor to go make plays that he had no business making. So you like that. But the question about Kelee Ringo is, and it's probably not even something that's going to be answered at the combine necessarily, why does it look like at times that he just is guessing or has no idea how receivers, how offenses are trying to attack him? Why is that? And if you can figure that out and remedy that and make it more simple for Kelee Ringo, make him a man coverage guy on the outside, I think he could end up being a high quality pick. Does he make sense for the Jaguars? As a starting outside corner, yes, but that's developmental, right? You're not going to start him in year one, I don't think, because you got to figure out what's going on upstairs with Kelee. He's still a young player. I still think he has a chance to be a really, really good NFL player. But the instincts, the route IQ, those things seem to be missing a little bit right now for Kelee Ringo, and not enough to drop him, out of the second round or anything like that. In fact, he'll probably still go in the first round. That's the type of talent he is. But he's got a ways to go, in my opinion, in terms of coming into the NFL and being able to lock down, you know, opposing receivers, number ones, number twos in this league. I think he has a ways to go to get to that point. But if he does get there, he could end up being one of the very best corners in football. So there's a little bit of a risk reward, a little bit of a boom bust type of skill set here. And when I say bust for Kelee Ringo, I don't think he's going to be out of the league. I think he just might be like a quality number two corner or maybe a guy who moves around to different teams, but he starts a lot throughout the league, throughout his time in the league. I don't think he's going to bust as in not in the league in a few years. I just think he might not hit that ceiling that you really want with Kelee Ringo. It's going to take a good coaching staff and a lot of effort and dedication on his part to get where he wants. I'll tell you what, though, on the field, he does play with effort. Even when he makes mistakes, the effort is clearly there. So I do like Kelee. I have him as a second rounder right now. Could the Jaguars target him at 24? They've shown, Trent Baalke has shown, that he loves length. He loves size, physicality. He loves athleticism. Kelee Ringo is going to have all those things. So he's someone to watch, right? Maybe not the guy I would take at 24 overall, but definitely someone to watch. The next one up on this list here we've got is Cam Smith out of South Carolina, who we've talked about a lot already on this channel, talked about him this week. I think Cam Smith, I do have a late first on him. The questions for Cam Smith, you love his physicality, his ball skills, his aggression, all that. The question that some people have risen about Cam Smith is his long speed, is his change of direction. I think both of those things are going to end up testing out well. I don't think he's like a burner at the cornerback position, but I do see him as a fine athlete at the cornerback position. So I have him as a late first, but you're going to want to watch. He was listed at 6'1", 188. Does he come in at 6 foot? Where's his weight? It looks like he has good length on tape. How long do his arms come in? And then just the overall athletic profile. Because if he can go to the combine and show an impressive athletic profile, and there's no reason, in my opinion, that Cam Smith should fall out of the first round. And for the Jaguars specifically, this is a guy who has experience in the slot, has experience outside. If he has the size and length you need, he definitely has the physicality. He definitely has the ball skills. You want to clean up the grabbiness a little bit at the next level, but that's common. A lot of guys need to clean that up. I think Cam Smith would make a lot of sense. Again, he could come in 2023, try to lock down that nickel role, and then, you know, whenever Darius Williams heads somewhere else or retires, whatever, down the road, he can be a starting outside corner for you, I think. So I think Cam Smith is definitely somebody to watch. Just that athletic profile, the size, all that stuff, I think is what's interesting for him. Joey Porter Jr., probably not a guy who's going to be available when the Jaguars pick, but this is a Trent Baalke guy, I think. 35-inch arms, I think, is what we're going to see from Joey Porter Jr., maybe longer. At the cornerback position is unbelievable. Unbelievable length. And when you have that length advantage, and it's not just an advantage, it's like a almost like a superhuman ability, some of these guys, how long their arms are. When you have that length as a press corner, as a man-to-man corner, it just gets difficult for players to get off the line, to get into their route, to stay in phase. And so how long are his arms? Like, they're going to be long, but how long are they? And then I also want to see his fluidity in some of these drills as well. Hip fluidity, the quick feet, you know, flipping the hips to turn downfield and carry receivers. I want to see that from Joey Porter Jr. If he's there at 24, I think the Jaguars would probably have a hard time passing on him, but he's going to be an outside-only cornerback at the next level, in all likelihood. So again, when you look at Ringo, you look at Joey Porter Jr., you're probably talking about outside corners only. When you look at Cam Smith, this is a guy who can probably... has shown he can play nickel for you. I always, when I'm thinking about these Jaguars and thinking about Trent Baalke, I would like for them at some point to start attacking the draft and bringing in players that fill certain roles versus guys that they think can just be super versatile. And I don't mean that in a negative way about versatility. I just mean... I shouldn't have even said versatile, but their goal early on in drafts has been to bring in like the best possible athlete with the highest possible ceiling. I would like them to start trying to attack areas of the roster a little bit more with specific fits, because they're a quality football team. They're a team that won their division, made the playoffs, won a playoff game, took the Chiefs to the brink in the fourth quarter. They're a team that needs to level up. I think leveling up, one way they can do that in 2023 is to bring in players that really address specific weaknesses. So when you're talking about the Jaguars' biggest weakness at the cornerback position, it is nickel. It is inside. For their entire defense, the weakness really down the stretch was over the middle of the field in coverage. And so when you talk about Kelee Ringo, Joey Porter Jr., probably primarily only playing outside corner, does that really help you in 2023? Sure, it gives you a really talented guy to have in your building to grow and mold and become a starter eventually, but I think you have an opportunity to go get guys that will help you long-term and short-term. Jaguars have elected not to do that for the most part under this new regime, and I would like to see them get a little bit more specific with some of their picks, not all of their picks. And I'm not saying you pass on a guy who has immense physical ability for a guy who doesn't. I'm not saying that at all. But I think there are guys who have great physical ability and project into a certain role that can help the team more than just these all-world athletes that don't really have a role yet. I'll get off my soapbox now and move on to the next prospect. Another defensive back out of Illinois that we haven't really talked about on the show. But, you know, you've got Devon Witherspoon, who for a lot of people, he's CB1. He's my CB2 behind Christian Gonzalez. And I haven't mentioned him or Gonzalez yet on this show because I just simply don't believe there's any chance they're going to be available for the Jaguars in the draft. They'd probably have to trade up to get him. But sure, you can be watching those guys too, because Christian Gonzalez is going to put on the show at cornerback position. He's listed at 6'2", over 200 pounds, incredible fluidity, speed, length, size, like, Christian Gonzalez is going to light the combine on fire. I think he's going to end up being the first corner off the board. Devon Witherspoon, a little interesting for him because he is undersized. What does he come in at from a height and weight standpoint and even the length? He plays the game just exactly how you want a corner to play it, but does he have the size, the length, the speed to really lock himself into like a top 10 sort of draft pick? We'll see how that plays out. But him and his teammate, Sidney Brown, they've got another teammate that's in this draft that's going to be at the combine. And I'm really excited to see what he's able to do. Jartavius Martin out of Illinois, another guy who wasn't super highly recruited, but he has, from what I've seen on tape, he has size to play inside or outside, but he primarily played inside at nickel, and he did it at a high level. He has a lot of ball production in terms of interceptions and pass breakups. He plays the game the way you want someone to play it, kind of like Devon Witherspoon, you know, really physical as a run defender, as a pursuit player. Not only does he primarily line at nickel, he also has experience at free safety and outside corner. So this is a versatile player who I think fits a specific need for the Jaguars, who, if he comes in, I believe he was listed at 5'11", 180-ish. Let's see.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
5'11", 193, 31.5-inch arms. So we've got the measurements from the Senior Bowl for Jartavius Martin. But what you're going to want to see from him, and I think at 5'11", 193, you can feel good about projecting him to that nickel role, to outside, and if you want to, have him play some free safety because he showed he can do that too. And he doesn't miss tackles, wraps up, really physical. I think he just plays the game the right way. He just hasn't had as much attention on him because of Devon Witherspoon, because of Sidney Brown. But I'm a big fan of what Jartavius Martin can do in the slot for you. And we'll see how he runs. See how he looks in these drills where you have to show your feet quickness, your hip fluidity, that fun stuff. The next two guys on this list, they're small. We know they're going to come in small. Travis Hodges Tomlinson and Clark Phillips. We'll start with Clark Phillips. He hasn't been at one of the All-Star events yet, so we don't know what he's going to come in at from a height standpoint, from a weight standpoint, but he's going to be undersized for an outside cornerback out of Utah. He is a special specimen, though, when it comes to playing the game of football. When it comes to covering opposing receivers, he's as good as it gets. He's not going to have the insane length and the size and all that that you're looking for, but can he show the quickness, the fluidity, the overall speed, you know, 40-yard dash speed, all that stuff? That's what you're going to be looking for from Clark Phillips, because he's going to check the boxes on everything else, in my opinion. Or he's not going to check the boxes on everything else, in my opinion, from a height, weight, length standpoint. I do think he can run. And a guy who I know can run and jump is Travis Hodges Tomlinson. This is a guy that's probably going to jump over 40 inches, probably going to run in the 4.3s. But out of TCU, Hodges Tomlinson, who is the nephew of LaDainian Tomlinson, you can see that athleticism. His arms are under 30 inches, which generally is going to put you nickel only at the next level. He's only 175 pounds and he's 5'7.5". He's tiny, but he makes up for it with his athleticism. And I think he's a quality candidate, just like Clark Phillips, to compete for a starting nickel role in Duval in 2023. It's just going to be, is Trent Baalke willing to draft someone that just does not have any semblance of prototypical size? It worries me. But there are plenty of other guys out there, like Jartavius Martin, who, if you're looking for someone who has more ideal size that can also play the slot, I think he makes a lot of sense for the Jaguars. A couple other players I wanted to look at here for y'all. Tyreek Stevenson out of Miami. He's really kind of soared up my board since the start of the draft process. I didn't know much about him to get things going. He's incredibly physical. He was at the Senior Bowl, and I thought he did a really, really good job at the Senior Bowl, kind of showing that physicality and length. And so he came in at 6'2", 204 with 32 3/8-inch arms, pretty good measurables there for a guy that's going to play the brand of ball he is. But I thought he showed pretty good feet. That's the thing about him. You think about him as more of just one of these really physical, big, burly type of corners. I think he has pretty good feet. I think he has the ability to play the football in the air. I'm really impressed with Tyreek Stevenson. I just want to see what he runs and how fluid he looks in some of these cornerback drills and defensive back drills. Do I think he's going to be a slot at the next level? I don't know. I kind of have my doubts about that. But if he shows the foot quickness and fluidity in and out of breaks, you could feel probably pretty decent about it. And then, again, he'll have the ability to play outside for you down the road. And my final guy here who I think could potentially play nickel and outside for the Jaguars, who I want people to watch, is Deonte Banks. And the specific thing I want folks to look at with Banks, and the specific thing I'm looking at, is going to be long speed, that 40-yard dash. I think he has absolutely everything else that you could be looking for in an outside corner and a guy who can be a versatile corner lineup in different spots for you. But he has been questioned by some, you know, about the long speed. Does he have elite speed? I don't think he has elite speed, but I do think he has 4.4 speed, and that's more than good enough for me to take a flyer on him in the late first, early second round. And I think that's exactly where he's going to end up going, but definitely want to see how he comes in, with his overall speed. Cause I think he has the fluidity, the quickness for sure to get the job done at the next level. And he's going to come in and be one of those impressive guys from a size and weight standpoint. Does he have the speed to match? Excited to see it. Those are the guys on my list. I will run through the defensive back list here that's on the official combine invites and see if there's anybody else that pops out here to me that I didn't list. Keytrell Clark, really impressive type of guy who's going to be a day three guy, another smaller corner, but and he's incredibly small, but plays the game the right way, has ball skills, is aggressive. He could be a guy that you bring in the third day of the draft, and he really sets a tone for your defense. But he is a small fella, no doubt about it. We know about Brian Branch, who's really more of a safety and a nickel. We've talked about him a lot. Don't need to go over him, I don't think. Trey Dean, interesting. Guy that started out as a corner at Florida, switched to safety. I think if you watch him and think about him as a guy who you use in a specific role to shut down tight ends and single coverage and man coverage, if you watch his film from that perspective, I think you like a lot of what you see. So I'll be interested to see him. And he's going to run well. He's going to test well. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. Like, he's going to be an impressive physical specimen. Emmanuel Forbes, who, you know, interception machine out of Mississippi State, he'll be interesting. How much is he going to weigh? Because he is rail thin. On tape, what is he going to come in at? A guy that had a ton of ball production, a lot of folks are really going to like. I have a 2 on him right now, but just how small is he? He has the length. It's just about the mass on his frame is a little bit concerning. Anthony Johnson from Virginia is a guy who really popped for me at the Senior Bowl. He has good size, good length. I want to see about how athletic he looks out here in shorts. Jalen Jones, I think, is another one that needs to test well. Had an impressive career overall at Texas A&M, but was a former 5-star, I believe, who didn't quite live up to expectations. Interested to see how he performs for sure. Caillou Blue Kelly looks like a man coverage guy all the way. He was a lot of fun at the Senior Bowl. He's kind of one of those players that is a little bit of a roller coaster. And I think Emmanuel Forbes represents a little bit of that as well. They're guys that will freelance a little bit, maybe try to make a play that's not there. Riley Moss out of Iowa, the only white cornerback I've seen in a long, long time. How fast is he going to run? He looks fast, fluid, quick, all that stuff on tape. Let's see how he looks in shorts as well. Excited about that. Eli Ricks is a player that's kind of been forgotten, goes under the radar now because this cornerback class is getting so deep and so impressive. But Eli Ricks, you know, former 5-star, huge recruit, LSU to Alabama, How does he acquit himself out here? I'll be interested to see that too. Darius Rush, I want to see him look fluid out of South Carolina. I think he has everything. I just want to see if he can show quick feet and fluid hips, really. That's what I want to see from Darius Rush out here. DJ Turner. Love DJ Turner as a guy who I think can play slot for the Jaguars at the next level and do it at an extremely high level. I think he's going to run in the 4.3s. I think he's going to be a blazer. Can't wait to see how fast he runs. But yeah, that'll do it here for the cornerbacks we're watching at the Combine this upcoming week. Combine kicks off on February 28th. I don't think that they will get the on-field work in for a couple days after that, though. Probably looking at like March 2nd or something. Don't quote me on that, but you can go check it out. I'm sure you can find the schedule online. But it will be next week. You're going to see a lot of fun prospects. I think cornerback is one of the positions to keep an eye on for the Jaguars for sure early in this draft. We'll see how free agency impacts that as well. They could make moves that suggest that maybe cornerback isn't as big of an issue as we currently have it as. But we'll look at some other position groups before the combine gets going, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the combine next week. I think the week after that, you'll start getting into the end of the franchise tag window. Week after that, you get into the start of the league year. Free agency's right around the corner. Can't wait for it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Let me know what you think about these prospects I have, cornerback prospects to watch for the Jaguars at the 2023 NFL Combine. Thank you so much for tuning in, Duval. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.